An interesting science experiment played out on Twitter this week. Physicist and inventor Seamus Blackley chronicled his effort to make a loaf of sourdough bread using yeast that he says has been dormant for more than 4,000 years. Blackley and a team of scientists extracted a strain of yeast from ancient Egyptian pottery. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with Blackley and joins me now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jeremy.
So how did Seamus Blackley find this ancient strain of yeast?
I think it's important to point out that Seamus Blackley is a man of many interests. First of all, he is the inventor of the video game console, the Xbox.
Oh,
he is a physicist. He calls himself an amateur baker, an amateur self-described Egyptologist. So he gets these scientists together, one of them a microbiologist from the University of Iowa, Richard Bowman, and they convince a museum in Boston to give them access to old pottery. We're talking about vessels that carried beer, molds that once held bread. These are 4,500 years old, and they were used in ancient Egypt, and they suspected that there had been hibernating spores of yeast inside them. Now, yeast gives bread its flavor. It helps it rise. It can also lay dormant for a really, really long time.
This, by the way, reminds me of like Jurassic Park with the, where they get the mosquito out of the
amber. Exactly. Yeah. So they took these spores out, and Blackley, in our conversation, essentially explains how it works.
So the idea was, if we can find vessels that had that held beer and were used to ferment bread and all of this, maybe after decades of use in ancient Egypt, these spores would be driven into the ceramics. And if we could find a technique to extract them, maybe we could get them out. Maybe we'd get a pure sample. Because other people have like scraped the surface, and that's all contaminated from modern yeast. You know, the advent of Wonder Bread has spread this contaminant yeast all over the place. But Richard came up with a technique, kind of like microbiological fracking, of pumping a nutrient bath deep into the ceramic and then vacuum it out along with the organism inside. And that's what we did.
Wow. And you found the ancient hibernating spores of yeast inside the pottery.
Yeah, we think so. So we haven't proven it yet. But on the side, just to try and see what would happen, I stole one of my samples from myself and raised it carefully with total sterile technique, like psychotically in my kitchen, so it didn't get contaminated, and baked some bread with it. And the bread was really different in character, had a different flavor. So I was really surprised, like, maybe there's something in this. But again, now we need to do, you know, science work.
So you know you found something because you were able to bring it back to life. How do you do that? How do you bring those dormant spores back to life?
Well, you feed it. It's really pretty simple. When it doesn't have food, it goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. When it gets food again and gets wet, it wakes up. So what I did is I took some einkorn, which is this ancient wheat that humans have been cultivating for a really long time, genetically identical to the wheat that we find in Pharaoh's tombs and Sumerian temples and all this stuff, and made flour out of it, sterilized it, and fed it, and it woke up.
And it tasted different?
Yeah, it was ridiculously good. Huh. Look, you know, I don't want to claim too much because I don't know for sure that this wasn't just yeast that was a surface contaminant that I'm making something out of. But I've baked a lot of sourdough and I've made a lot of starters. I know what I'm talking about. And it smelled genuinely different.
How so?
It was richer. It had sort of brown sugar overtones. And it was surprisingly deep and sweeter than a lot of sourdough can be. And the way that this starter was able to rise this ancient grain was really impressive to me. And it's a, you know, it's a subtle thing. You got to remember, though, that modern wheat was invented after this yeast went to sleep. Like all of everything we think about at bread didn't exist yet when this yeast hibernated. It only knew ever these old grains. And it turns out it's really good at them, if that's what it is.
So did you feel like when you were doing this that somehow you were kind of unlocking a time capsule?
Of course. That's the whole point. The point is that, you know, with hieroglyphics, you can hear the voices of these people, our ancestors, from 5,000 years ago. And you can hear them as people. We think of people in antiquity as being stupid or ignorant, and they absolutely were not. They were as sophisticated or more sophisticated than we are in many things. Being able to hear them by reading what they wrote because of the preservation of that record, it's really cool. Mm. Being able to take the next step and share a meal with them, I think is incredible.
That was Seamus Blackley speaking with Peter O'Dowd. Peter, I have to say, the one question that's in my head is, how do we know this is for real? How can he prove that this yeast is actually from ancient Egypt?
That's a completely legitimate question. For one, storing pottery in a museum for a really long time, it's going to collect things like dust and dirt and grime from the modern day that's going to have to be separated out. Secondly, Blackley did this in his kitchen. Now, he is a scientist. He knows about rigorous standards, but can he possibly make it sanitary enough? Laboratory conditions in his kitchen? I don't know. But that's why the next step now is to take all the samples of the yeast that they've collected and sequence the DNA and then compare it to modern day strains to see if, in fact, it is something new or something very old.
You know, I'm just reminded of Clark W. Griswold in the beginning of Vegas Vacation when he shows off his food preservatives and he gives his kids cookies that are 8 years old. Imagine getting a loaf of bread that's 4,000 years old. Here now is Peter O'Dowd. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I don't feel like that sandwich that we had was 4,000 years old. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.